Welcome to the North Central Baptist Church podcast. We hope you're challenged by the message from our pastor.
If you need one of our lesson guides that we're going to look at briefly before we have the Lord's Supper, if you'll raise your hand, somebody will bring it to you. If you would just raise your hand, you can have one of these lesson guides. We have been studying different characters in the Scripture and been challenged by their lives. And I didn't want, even though a lot of times in the Lord's Supper service, we don't necessarily do a message, I wanted to continue that thought with in the If They Could Speak series, because I wanted to, for us to make sure and cover someone in Scripture that we could add to those that we had studied. Now, real quickly, let's review, because repetition is the mother of learning. All right? The first one there, see if you can fill in those blanks. The battle is the Lord's. Paul said, finish well. Joseph, you meant it for evil, God meant it for good. Barnabas, never give up on evil. Well, I tell you what, my choir's down here, boy, they know this stuff. Some of y'all in the back there, y'all need to get with it. I just want y'all to know, okay? Esther, do right and leave the results to God. Samson, sin blinds, binds, and grinds. That's the message from Samson. John the Baptist, he must increase and I must decrease. Daniel, purpose in your heart before the battle. Didn't know that one quite as well, did you? Okay, that was last week. Daniel, purpose in your heart before the battle. All right, now, I want you to take your Bibles and open them up to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26, we're going to start with number 4. Matthew 26, verse 26. Matthew 26, 26. And here's the blank to number 4 on the lesson guide. We're going to talk about Peter tonight. Boy, I am so excited to tell you and to get to share with you these truths, because this is so powerful. And the life of Peter has so many lessons for us all. But number 4 on this lesson guide, Peter ran his mouth after the Lord's Supper. That's number 4. Now let's read about it in verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Verse 30. And when they had sung a hymn, I'm glad we sang a hymn tonight, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Verse 31. Then Jesus said to them, all of you will be made to stumble because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee. Peter answered and said to him, now this Peter here, even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble. Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you that this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter said to him, even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you. And so said all the disciples. I want us to think about the Apostle Peter. And I want you to think about your life, and I want you to think about what would be the lesson that Peter would tell us if he could speak right here. And I believe the Holy Spirit speaks to us through His Word as we study these characters. Go back up to the top of the page there. Peter, number 1, Peter was a strong leader. I want you to look in your Bible at John chapter 21. This is an interesting character quality of Peter in John chapter 21 verse 3. Peter was a type A personality. Peter was a charismatic leader. If Peter was going to be at something, everybody wanted to be there. Look at John 21:3. It says, Simon Peter said to them, I'm going fishing. Anybody want to go fishing, by the way? Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. And they said to him, we're going with you also. And they went out and immediately got into the boat. And that night they caught nothing. Now, Peter was the kind of leader that he had a aura about him. Now, we don't have time tonight to look at every single passage where Peter's in there, but I can promise you this. Many times you'll notice that when the disciples are all there, Peter's the one that speaks out. Peter's the one that does the first thing. Peter was a natural leader. He was a strong leader. And Peter was vocal. In John chapter 6, look back at John chapter 6. We'll go to the third scripture there. John chapter 6, verse 66 and 67 and 68. In John 6, 66, it says this, from that time many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Now these were people that were following Jesus because of the miracles. Verse 66 tells us some of them turned around, they walked back. And then Jesus said in verse 67 to the 12, do you also want to go away? Who spoke up? Verse 68. But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. See, Peter was vocal. Peter was a natural leader. He was a strong leader. God needs strong leaders, and God wants to use strong leaders, but sometimes strong leaders have some quirks about them. You ever known one like that? Well, look at John chapter 18. Sometimes Peter would do things before he really, really thought about it. In John 18, verse 10, they came to get Jesus in the garden. Verse 10 of John 18 says this, then Simon Peter having a sword, be careful when you have a Peter and they got a weapon. He was a strong leader. Then Simon Peter having a sword drew it and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. Oh, what was his name? Malchus? Malchus? Yeah. He whacked at his ear, cut off his ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Dr. W.A. Criswell used to say that Peter was really trying to take off his head. He just missed. That's probably true. You know, Peter was the kind of guy that, man, when he got wound up, I mean, he had real big highs and he had real low lows. That's the kind of leader Peter was. Do you ever get that way in your own life where you hear a message or you get in the Word of God and you get so fired up about something, you're ready to charge hell with a squirt gun, man. You're just ready to go for the Lord. Peter was that way. Now, go to John chapter 13. Go back to John 13 and we'll do number 2. John 13 verses 3 through 9. You know what it was about Peter? Peter was unpredictable. That's number 2. We've got number 4, we've got number 1, right? You're with me? Shake your head. All right. Number 2, Peter was unpredictable. Now, here's the thing. Listen to this passage here in John 13, verse 3. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and here's Peter. Boy, he's never a dull moment. He always speaks his mind. Here's what happened. And Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I am doing to you, you do not understand now, but you will know after this. And Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. I love that. This guy goes from one side to the other. He's the most unpredictable person. You ever know anybody like that? They say, man, I'm no way I'm going to do that. And then you give them a little bit more information. They say, man, let's go do it right now. Look what he did. He said, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Look what Simon Peter says in verse 9. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but wash my hands and my head. This is the most unpredictable guy you've ever known in your life. He's the most up guy in the world. He's the most down guy in the world. He's a risk taker. He's a leader. He's the kind of person you love to follow. And you love to, when someone's excited like that. But Peter, man, he's unpredictable. Because he's so unpredictable, many times Jesus rebuked him. We're only going to talk about one of them. Go to Matthew chapter 16 quickly. Matthew chapter 16, verse 21 through 23. Matthew 16, 21. You know, I keep saying the reference while I'm looking for it. You know that, don't you? And I'm trying to beat you there, but you're faster than I am. And the guy on the computer's real fast back there. All right, Matthew 16, 21. From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and be raised the third day. Verse 22. Now get this. Is this guy brash or what? Verse 22. Then Peter took him aside. Hey, Jesus, come over here, man. I want to talk to you about something you've been saying. And he rebuked him. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Peter, this type A personality, this fisherman, this great big man, a man's man, one point says, you'll never wash my feet. Jesus says, if you don't let me wash your feet, you'll have no part with me. He said, well, then wash me all right now. Man, he goes from here to here so quick, it's not even funny. So he says to him, he takes him aside and rebukes him saying, far be it from you, Lord. This shall not happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. Wow. You ever had anybody say something to you that you really, really respected that person, and they said something to you, man, it hurt. I can't imagine how Peter felt when his Lord called him Satan. But Peter was that way. He was just a strong leader. He was so unpredictable. Peter was rebuked by the Lord, and then Peter ran his mouth at the Lord's Supper. He said, I'm never going to deny you. And Jesus, I can imagine after a while, he'd start looking at the other disciples, kind of roll his eyes, go, here we go again. Let me talk to him. Y'all hang tight. Peter, you're going to deny me three times tonight. So this is Peter. But here's what I want to say to you, and then we're going to have the Lord's Supper. Jesus never gave up on Peter. Boy, I tell you what. Aren't you thankful that Jesus Christ never gave up on you? Now, folks, let me tell you something. We're coming to the Lord's table tonight. And we need to all have, I know I say this like I'm looking in a mirror. We need to have a gut check in our minds. You know, Jesus is the most patient. Our Lord is so long-suffering. How many times have I said, oh yeah, Lord, I'm changing. I'm going to do this little thing you've told me. And I mess up. Jesus never gave up on Peter. Now the story is that we, and you know this, but let me just paint the picture. Peter hung around where Jesus was being tried the night of his crucifixion. And there were little fires out there, and there were servants out there, and Peter was up warming by the fire, and somebody said, "Ah, you're one of his followers." He said, "I am not." There's number one. And then somebody else spotted him, and they said, "Oh, you're one of his disciples." He said, "I am not." That's number two. And then the third time he used profanity. Now, this is the guy who said, "Jesus, wash all of me." This is the guy who said, who got out of the boat. By the way, you're talking about his unpredictability. I didn't have time to point this one out to you. But at one point, Jesus, I love this about Peter. They were in a boat fishing, and Jesus was on the shore, and they were going to him, but Peter just jumped out and just ran to him, just got in the water and went on. He didn't want to wait. I love that. He wanted to be the first one there. Now, I will say this. He wasn't all that fast, because the Bible says after the resurrection that Peter and John ran to the tomb, and it says, and John ran on ahead. I love that. John beat him to the tomb. Don't you know John loved it? Don't you know John was thinking, "Man, this guy's the loudest mouth. He thinks he leads everything, but this guy, he's overweight, and I'm going to take him right now." Pew! They went to the tomb. But now let me tell you about Peter, though. The Bible says, and you find the passage, and you can check me on this. The Bible says that when John got to the tomb, he stopped at the tomb. Here comes Peter. He got to the tomb and went right in. That's the kind of leader Peter was. He may have gotten out, run to the tomb, but he was the first person to get in the tomb. And when Jesus was on the shore, they were coming in. It'd be like you at Disney World on that boat. You know, they have a boat that goes from the parking to the place. You can either ride the monorail, you can ride the boat. You know, sometimes you take the boat just because it's different. You want the kids to see the boat. It'd be like you're here from here to the back of the church from the thing, and you know it's going to go right in the dock, and you walk in, but you just say, "Hey, I want to beat everybody." You just dive in at Disney World. That's the way Peter was. He just said, I'm going to go ahead. With all of his quirks, with all of his disappointments, with him denying the Lord. And by the way, the Bible says that their eyes met. Have your eyes ever met with the Lord Jesus when you've disappointed him? Peter denied him with profanity, and their eyes met. And the Bible says Peter wept bitterly. Go to Mark chapter 16. I love this. Mark 16, verse 7. Jesus had risen from the tomb. The angel says to those that had come to the tomb, "Do not be alarmed." In verse 6, he says, "You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him?" Verse 7, "But go tell the disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you." Jesus Christ nudged that angel. I'm so glad that he did. And he said, "Go tell the disciples I'm risen, and make sure you tell Peter." Boy, that just hits me. I don't know if that hits you. That just hits me. You see, we serve a personal God who knows our situation. He knows your old sorry attitude. He knows the thing you said that was ugly. And he is after you individually. because he never gave up on Peter, and he never gives up on you. And in John, last passage, John 21, after all was said and done, after the resurrection, after that angel said, go tell the disciples and Peter. And by the way, whenever they went and knocked on the door, Peter answered the door. Man, he was the leader. But in John 21, verse 14, here's what it says. He was appearing to his disciples. This is now the third time Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, he's going back to him again. He said, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? He said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said, feed my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said, feed my sheep. And he said to him a third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. And he does. The Lord knows all things. You know that I love you, Jesus said to him. Feed my sheep. Then look what Jesus said in verse 18. Most assuredly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish. Jesus was saying, Peter, you know what you signed up for? You have been a strong leader all of your life, but you are about to be taken on a ride to where you're going to, the God of the universe is going to guide you and direct you. And at one point, this scripture is predicting his death. By the way, we don't have time, but you go home tonight and you look at Acts, the second chapter, and you see this guy that was impulsive. You see this guy who was rebuked by Jesus himself. He was always putting his foot in his mouth. On the day of Pentecost, the Bible says the Holy Spirit came upon them. And then the Bible says, and Peter stood. Dr. David Jeremiah says the greatest sermon that's ever been preached in the history of the church. Acts chapter 2, where Simon Peter told the people that Jesus Christ, whom you crucified, is the Son of God, the Son of the living God, and God used Peter to take the gospel to the Jews. He used Paul to take him to the Gentiles. If Peter, I believe, in the last blank at the bottom, if Peter could only say one thing, this is what I would put in his mouth to say to you, and that is this: God will never give up on you. And tonight, as we have the Lord's Supper, this is a reminder. Let's get right with Jesus tonight, folks. If there's something that's not right in your heart, you get it right. Don't come to this table not right with Jesus. But also, don't beat yourself up to say, Lord, you know my heart. I want to serve you. Well, then you ask him for forgiveness. What is the Christian bar of soap? 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I see so much of myself in Peter, in his faults. My love to say, yes, man, I'm going to do that for God. Yes, I'm going to do that for God. Yes, I'm going to do that for God. And then times come when we disappoint him. All I can tell you is this: Jesus Christ has never given up on you, and he's going to never give up on me. And that's why we come to the Lord's table, because we have been saved by grace.
Thanks for letting this small part of North Central Baptist Church experience stream into your life. We hope you will visit us soon and become part of the family of North Central Baptist Church. reflecting Christ's light on Gainesville and the world.